It's a sunny but cold morning as workers put a ladder up next to a home in a quiet O'Fallon, Missouri subdivision. Solar panels will go up on the roof, something that's becoming more common, according to Ben Bearden. He's been working with Microgrid Solar for about 6 months.
Almost every neighborhood we go in, we see solar now.
Really?
Yeah, just about.
It's getting that popular.
It's getting pretty popular.
Missouri saw huge growth in the solar industry last year, with more than 6 times the solar capacity installed than the year before. The growth also meant as many as 1,700 new jobs by some estimates. Yet at Microgrid's office in Clayton, founder and CEO Rick Hunter is now anticipating a very different 2014.
You know, there's a good chance that we will end up cutting our staff in as much as half over the course of this year.
Microgrid is not the only company looking at layoffs. Missouri's entire solar industry is facing uncertainty after the state's 2 biggest investor-owned utilities said they would no longer pay rebates for solar installations. For bigger projects, those rebates went up to $50,000. The rebate, along with a federal tax incentive and lower costs for solar equipment, helped push solar sales in Missouri to new heights in 2013. Ameren Missouri's Vice President of Renewable Energy Strategy, Bill Barberry, says with all those incentives, applications for rebates poured in.
The solar developers went out and obviously solicited a tremendous amount of business, and it basically has capped out.
Barberry is referring to a cap on rate hikes for customers. It's part of Proposition C. The 2008 voter-approved mandate required utilities to get part of their power from renewable energy, so long as meeting those requirements didn't lead to a more than 1% rate increase. The utility Kansas City Power and Light announced it was close to that 1% cap last summer. Ameren made a similar case a few months later. Ameren officials say when all the current solar projects are paid out, the utility will have spent a total of $100 million in rebates since 2010.
We never intended to create an industry that depended on incentives.
Heidi Shane is executive director of the Missouri Solar Energy Industries Association. She says solar companies would have been able to stand on their own without subsidies. In fact, that's where things were headed.
We intentionally partnered with utilities and supported a bill that would phase out the rebate.
They got legislation through the General Assembly to taper the industry off the rebate by 2020. That bill passed just last May. Republican Representative T.J. Barry of Kearney voted for the phase-out and says when the utilities reached the cap just a few months later,
it was a shock.
Barry, a small businessman himself, says new technologies often need a boost before they can get to the scale they need to thrive. Now he's sponsoring 2 bills to revive the solar rebate with or without the utilities' support. So far, the legislation hasn't gotten far.
I am a Republican. I am about free market. I'm about private industry. I will tell you, monopolies are not about that.
You're not terribly hopeful that this is going to happen.
I am not.
For now, solar companies in Missouri are busy installing systems that were approved for the rebates last year. Those projects must be completed by June 30th. After that, Barry predicts if the rebate doesn't return, several of the state's solar companies will go dark. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.